Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
Hey there, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. John here with you today for a solo episode. No Ben today, it's just me, and I am back with another 10 Things in 10 Years podcast episode. And so if you've been listening throughout this year, 2024, you might remember that if you go back to episode 266 of the podcast, I did an episode called 10 Things in 10 Years Mindset, where I shared 10 things, 10 mindset related things that I've learnt, changed my mind on, picked up from my 10 years in business, which of course it's 10 years in business for me in 2024. I started back in 2014. And that's kind of like some sort of a milestone. I've got a long way to go, but I feel like I've come a long way. And so for, I know a lot of people listening into this podcast are at the start of their own business journey, if you like, or thinking of starting. And I think it's useful to hear from people who have been there and got quite a ways further on where you might like to get about some of the things that have helped them along the way so that you can shortcut your own journey. So when I first came up with that thought, thinking that maybe I'll share some things about 10 years in business on the podcast, I made a list, and then I looked at that list and I thought, wow, there's way more that I'd like to say here than would fit into one podcast episode. I was originally thinking just to do one podcast episode, and then I did the mindset one, and that in and of itself ended up being quite a long podcast as far as this, our show is concerned anyway, that was its own thing. And that was just one of the points on my 10 things in 10 years list. And so we're back today with another one, and there will be a few more episodes along this vein to come as before we close out 2024. So in this episode, I wanted to talk about books, as you will no doubt have deduced from the episode title. Books, you know, are one of the ways that we learn and learn how to do business. If you've been around entrepreneurial circles, you'll have heard a lot of people talk about the importance of reading, and you've got to read this many number of books and blah, blah, blah. And while I think it gets a bit overhyped by some people, I don't read a high volume of books, but I certainly do enjoy reading. And there certainly have been moments for me where reading a book, thinking and actually digesting what the book is telling me and then implementing that into my life, into my business, has resulted in some sometimes subtle shifts in which I only really recognize when looking back and thinking about that, but also some very large shifts. And so I'm a book person. I know not everybody's a book person. Some of you may be, obviously you're a podcast person. You might prefer audiobooks. You might prefer consuming things by video, but in this, I'm going to be talking about books, which of course you can, I think for almost all of these books, you can probably find an audiobook for them if that's more your thing. If you like to listen while you're working out or walking or on your commute to work and you don't want to hold a book, you want to listen to it in the car, those are certainly going to be available. So I'm going to share with you a range of books that at various points in my 10 years in business have been helpful for me, or I've gained some sort of value from. And that might be in a mindset perspective. It might be in a tactical perspective or a strategy perspective more directly related to business. But for some reason or another, they've helped me and they may help you. So you'll find below the episode, whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on one of the places our podcast is available, the links to where you can find all of these books, whether that's on Amazon, some of them are sold via a private website. The links will be below the video if you would like to go and grab any of these books. And I've tried to keep this fairly broad. I think this could be a good reading list for almost anybody. There's probably one or two titles in here that will appeal to some people and not to others, but I think it's a fairly general one. And the thing that you're going to find as I go through this is that there's no drop shipping books in here, right? So, you know, there are no good drop shipping books out there. I'll say that in the beginning, but that's not really an effective way to think about learning. Business is business. Whether you're drop shipping, whether you're selling a service, whether you're selling an information product, whether you're in a retail store, whether you're online, business is business. And a majority of the principles that lead to successful business are the same amongst all businesses. You might just have little ways that you tweak things to match your particular business model or the way that you deliver your business. But so much of what we do and so much of what we do well, people have known one for a really long time. So you're going to see some of the books I recommend here are very old books. They're not brand new. They didn't just come out last year. They're actually been around for 50 years or more. That's because the principles and the things that you can take from them haven't changed in that time. And when you're running a business, you're essentially serving other humans. And you're involved in, you know, dealing with human behavior. And human behavior, human psychology has not shifted significantly for a very, very long time. The things that were held true about that 50 years ago are largely still true today. And so there is a lot to be learned from older sources of information in a lot of ways. The original sources of some information, if you like. Let's dive into it. And I'm just going to go through. I'm going to share the title a bit about why it's important to me. If you're watching the video, you're going to see me hold them up on the screen. But if you're listening in audio, of course, the list is below the episode. And, you know, if you're looking for a list of books to read, this could be your reading list. It's important to say as well, and I have to stress that reading books in and of itself isn't enough. And this is why reading lots of books is sometimes it's actually a bit of a red herring, right? And why people who say you have to read a book every week, it's really not that great advice from most people. The reason being is that reading a book is great, but you have to implement what you learned from the book. And sometimes that can take a bit of effort and focus and time. And so reading one book after another, what a lot of people will do is they'll read it, they'll consume the knowledge and then do nothing with it. So what was the point of reading the book, right? We did an episode some time ago called Mental Masturbation, which is a great title for a podcast episode. But that's essentially what reading books, like non-fiction books I'm talking about here, learning something and then not doing anything with what you learned is. It's the same as listening to this podcast. If you've been listening to this podcast and you're not doing drop shipping or you're not starting or you're not planning to start or something, then it's listening. While I appreciate you listening, it is just mental masturbation. You have to go out and take action. And so by all means, read these books, but please at least take one thing from each book and do it. Make it happen, implement it into your life, into your business, in whichever way is relevant. So let's get into the list. Number one, and this would be remiss of me to do a list like this without mentioning this one, and that is The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. I put this one at the start of my list, not because I think it's the most important or it's the most relevant to business as such, but this is the first ever business book that I read, as it was for many, many people. Of course, Tim Ferriss, very famous these days, has a long-running podcast, The Tim Ferriss Show, which is also fantastic and I would highly recommend. So many great episodes in there as well. But The 4-Hour Workweek at the time, obviously, like the heading, you know, you can see why a lot of people read it by the heading, but I think that kind of misses the point of what you should take away from the book. I think it's just a fantastic book. You know, I read this book back at the start and this got me hooked into the idea, not the idea of creating of running a business through 4 hours a week. And you know, the edition I have here has a dude in the palm trees on the hammock, the dream that people get sold about online business. And I don't think that's realistic, but that's not what I took from it. What I took from it was that it's really possible, like as an ordinary person with no experience in business and not a lot of money, and not a lot of experience to build a business that doesn't require hundreds of employees and large amounts of investment, which is a really daunting prospect. And I think growing up, I always knew that I wanted to do something in business, like in my late teens, probably my early 20s, but I'd never seen anybody do it before. I grew up in a sort of kind of regional area of Australia in the 80s and 90s, and I had no family members. I had no real access to anybody to see them doing business. And so to me, business was like this big thing that you had to have a great idea to do it. And you know, you needed money, and you had to have a team of people and an office and a this and a that and all these things. And that kind of got somehow ingrained into my thinking. I think, so I always kind of said, yeah, I want to do it, but that sounds like such a big thing. I don't think I can do that. How, where do I start with that? Like, what do I even do? And to some people, obviously, the answer to that comes really easy, but to a lot of people, it doesn't. And I think this book, for me, really opened my eyes as to what's possible. What's possible for the types of businesses these days that people can start, how they can be managed, how that can contribute to your lifestyle. Like I say, I don't think you should be aiming to run a business for 4 hours a week. That's possible, right? It is possible to run a profitable business at that. I don't actually want to do that. I love my businesses. I love building them, etc., etc. But just, and then there's some great exercises in there, like the dreamlining exercise. That's, you know, we've talked about that on this podcast. Knowing your freedom number, all of these sorts of things, which I think it's just a really great book for somebody still to this day, for somebody who's at the start of their journey, that you're in a position in life that you don't like, you know, whether that's working a job or whatever, you want to do something different, but you don't know how, and you don't know what that could look like. And you don't have any business experience, and you haven't seen any examples of people doing what you want to do. I mean, those are easier to find than they ever have been, thanks to the internet and whatnot, but a lot of it's unrealistic. And so I think reading this book, don't read it with the mindset that, oh, you have to create a 4-hour work week and that's what's going to happen. I think just read it with an open mind, and see what possibilities it throws up for you. So that's a good one, the 4-hour work week. Hey, if you've been thinking about starting your high-ticket dropshipping journey with us here at Dropship Breakthrough, but you've got questions, you're unsure about what's inside the course, you're unsure if it's right for you, or you just love to hear from the experiences of our students, you can jump on a free call right now with a member of our team who is also a Dropship Breakthrough student and successful high-ticket dropshipper to talk about all of those things. Just head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/call and book your call today. Number two I want to share with you today is one of the older books that I mentioned. And this one is probably, this is my favorite marketing book of all time that I've ever read. I haven't read them all, of course, but this is my favorite one. It is Breakthrough Advertising by Eugene Schwartz. And this to me is kind of like one of the OG books in marketing. I think it was written in 1966. So well predates what we do online. And it really is, you know, I think it's a book about kind of like about human behavior, about persuasion, about psychology, about marketing, about what's going on, understanding what's going on in your customer's mind, and how your marketing needs to meet your customer. And so many, many of the principles that we understand, believe, and use today in marketing, and that you hear today's current batch of gurus talking about, some of them making it sound like they came up with these ideas, really come back to books like this. And there are other books from this sort of time period where direct mail was the main form of direct marketing and things like that, direct response marketing, that kind of everything we do is built off in a lot of ways. And there is also learnings that predate, you know, this time period as well, that go back to earlier in the 1900s and the 1800s that led to this. And then this has led to, in a lot of ways, to what happened in the 80s and 90s. And there are people there. And so these learnings get passed on and kind of repackaged. But to me, this is one of the books that, like, when you read this, it applies to any business. You can adapt it to any business. Obviously, this is pre-internet. So there's nothing about selling online or anything like that in it. It's really just, like I say, about humans and how to, you know, market and persuade and sell to humans, which is what every business does. And so if you can learn the principles, learn the basics of how to sell, how to market to people, how to meet your customer where they are and all of these sorts of things, then you can take that and apply that to any business. And most of what I talk about in regard to high ticket dropshipping that you'll have heard me talk about on this podcast, or that people learn from us in the Dropship Breakthrough program, if you've taken our course, which you can get to at dropshipbreakthrough.com/join, are things that I've learned from outside of the dropshipping space and adapted to the dropshipping space. And this book to me has really been one of the most important things from the perspective of writing copy and content on our websites. Things like product descriptions, things like emails, ads. That's really what this book is about. So offers as well. So check it out. This one is not one you can get. This was actually out of print for a period of time. And at that point, it was selling for like $900, you know, online. It's sold via a private, it's been bought back into print by a couple of guys, a couple of also very good marketers. And so I've got the link to where you can purchase it if you want to. It's a little bit more expensive than your average book, but trust me, it is well worth the money. So the link will be below the episode. The next one along, a book which I really love, which is once again of the same vein. It's a bit of an older book. It's not as old as that one, but it's been around for a while. I think it was first published in the 90s. We gave this book out at our most recent Dropship Breakthrough Live. We gave a copy to every attendee, as we did with another book that I'm going to mention here. But once again, it's one of my favorite just marketing books, and that's the 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing by Al Ries and Jack Trout. Ries, I hope I pronounced that right. Once again, two marketers from a different time period. And it's really just, as it says, 22 rules of marketing, which I think some, for what we do in high-ticket dropshipping, are probably more important than others. But they're just like, you know, I think law number four, the law of perception, for example, is one that really had a big impact on how I present offers and how I talk about different things on the websites that I've built and the businesses that I've marketed over time. I love it. It's very short. You could literally read this in an afternoon. And it's a series of principles. So you read it and you think about the thing, and it's not going to tell you how to do it in your exact business. You have to think about it and go, okay, so I understand that about human psychology and about the way people think and what that means for marketing in general. How do I take that and make that happen on my website? You're going to have to make that little connection. And that's the reality with most books, but it shouldn't be that hard. And so once again, because it's such a short book, it's so easy to read. And sometimes you read these things, and even though they're more general in nature, you just have a light bulb moment about your niche, about your website. And you're like, oh, wow, I'm not actually doing that on my website. I should really go and work that into things. Or, oh, right, that thing about competition that it's talking about, I can see that in my market. And I could do this to take advantage of that. And so absolutely, one of my favorite books. I read it. I just reread it. I'll just come in sometimes and grab a book like this just to remind myself. Like, there's a lot of things in marketing that you hear over time. You hear it and then you do it for a little bit and then you forget about it. It kind of loses its importance. You get distracted by other things. So books like this, same with Breakthrough Advertising. I think I would jump in there every now and then. It's always on my desk or on my shelf behind me. 5 minutes, open up, read like some of the chapters in the Immutable Laws of Marketing. They're like four pages. I'll just open it up and refresh my brain, get myself thinking about it. How are my businesses doing with that right now, with that particular law? Like what, how am I approaching that? Am I still thinking about that? Is that still present in my marketing? And they're just great little books to pick up, even if you've read them right through the first time, but come back to them over time and remind yourself of things. Next on the list is more of a mindset / thinking thought exercise, if you like, how you think and what you think about. And that is The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday, himself a very successful marketer at one point in time, who kind of transitioned into one of the leading lights of the Stoic philosophy, Stoicism and promoting that in the modern day. Of course, Stoicism made famous by people like Marcus Aurelius, Frederick the Great, something that, you know, a way of thinking, if you like, a philosophy that people have held for many, many, many hundreds and thousands of years. It is, you know, the way that I think closest to most of the time. I don't say necessarily that I subscribe to only one method of philosophy, but this is the one that I align with closest, and use it to how to think about my businesses. And this book in particular, there's a series of books here which I think are fantastic that Ryan has published. This is my favorite one. I do like some of the others, so I would recommend reading any of them. But The Obstacle is the Way, because this is a book specifically about dealing with trials and challenges and how to think about those, and like, you know, and ways of doing that that have stood the test of thousands of years of time. Like, this is not something somebody came up with 10 years ago and it still works. You know, people have thought this way, and very successful people have thought this way. People whose names still are recognized thousands of years after they died, not 5 years after they died, thousands of years after they died, thought this way, right? So are there things in here that you can learn that will be beneficial for you? Absolutely. And how you approach challenges and your ability to move through trials and challenges is largely determined by how you think about them in your mind. And I think the biggest thing that has helped me with, these books and this book in particular, is to really, that's really simplified my thinking about my businesses and personal life as well, for that matter. It's not just, this is not just business. This is about your life as well, is that not to focus on things that are outside of your control. And I see so many people making this mistake, getting challenged, getting triggered, focusing on things that they just have no control over and no ability to influence. And that when you let go of those things and realize that all you can do is kind of what you can do, that's all you have, you know, think about the things that you can actually do and that you have control over. It simplifies so much about your life and your business. And it also takes away a lot of stress for me. I think stoicism to me is a very, very simple way of thinking, and a very, very good way of thinking. So please, I know people, you know, we do lots of talk with people about mindset and challenges and dealing with fears and the types of fears that people in entrepreneurship deal with. And while I think we do an okay job, certainly nothing comes close to, I think, some of Ryan's writings, and obviously the writings of the people that the original sources of this stuff that he draws upon. And so definitely, The Obstacle is the Way, Ego is the Enemy is one of his other good ones. So check that out. Next on the list is Do the Work. Once again, you've probably heard of this one. Stephen Pressfield also wrote the War of Art, probably his more famous work there. This is a very short book. Once again, if you're watching the screen, you can see how thin it is. You could read it in an afternoon again if you wanted to. We gave this one out at our 2023 live event to all the attendees because once again, one of the things that people struggle with the most in business is getting in and doing the work that needs to be done consistently and with focus. And this book is written not specifically in terms of business. It's written in the terms of any long form project, whether that's writing a book, whether that's recording an album of music, creating a product. In our case, your business is your long-form project. Your high-ticket dropshipping business is the project, and it's long. It's a long project. It's years. And so your ability to turn up and do the work is very important. Stephen has a very unique writing style, which I personally very much enjoy. And so I highly recommend it. It's such an easy read. And for me, once again, it's one of those books that I will come back and read. Particularly, you know, as an entrepreneur, you go through phases where you don't want to do the work all the time, forever. I'm in year 10 and I've struggled with this at times throughout this year thus far. Right? It doesn't go away. And I think having books like this at hand that are easy to digest, that can just help to kind of reset your thinking a little bit and help you mentally kick back into gear. It's not about motivation or anything like that. they're just really helpful. So I would recommend, once again, this is one you should just have on your bookshelf and you should revisit from time to time or as needed. Next one, we're going to switch gears back to kind of more strategy tactical stuff that relates to business, and that is Traction, the Traction book by Gino Wickman. Fantastic book. I picked up some years ago, and I like this book because it provides you with a very practical way to plan and set goals in your business, and give your, prioritization and all of these things. It's something that, which are things that if you come to business from not having run or managed a business before, you probably don't have enough structure. Because you're going to have a lot of things that need to be done, and you can't do them all at once. And at some point, you're then going to have a team, and you're going to be having multiple people doing things all at once. And so you really need to have a plan. You need to have goals. You need to have ways to measure what you're doing. And the Traction book will essentially give you a system for doing all of that, along with templates and like that you can actually go and download. Like, it has links to online resources that you can go and download, as many books do in the modern day. And you can just kind of install it into your business. And it's a system that I've found that works very well with high ticket dropshipping businesses. And why this is important, it's not the only one out there, by the way. I mean, there are other ways that you can plan for and manage your business, right? I'm not saying it's the only way to do it, but it works. And I know it works because I've used it in my own businesses. If you're somebody that struggles with overwhelm and prioritization and kind of just higgledy-piggledy jumping around between tasks in your business all the time, and which will make you feel, and I say this from experience, will make you feel like you're making no progress, which in and of itself is very demotivating. It makes it very hard to stay focused, and it makes it very hard to stay consistent, which are, going back to do the work, are things that you need to be able to do, particularly when you're by yourself in your business. Likely that's because you're not working to a plan, not a plan in your head and not a plan in somebody's courses, a plan that's on paper that's very specific to your business. You need to have that. And this book, I think, will give you that. It's up to you to go and implement it and to stick to it and to be consistent with it. But like I say, if you're feeling like you've got too many things to do and you can't be across them all and you don't know when they're going to happen and all of that, sometimes the way or part of the way through dealing with that is just to step them all out on paper, physically or on a spreadsheet or whatever, and allocate them. All right, in 3 months' time, my goals are going to be this, to get this and this done. That's okay. I don't have to worry about them because I know they're there. They're planned for. They're accounted for. So please, anybody should have a system for planning, goal setting, prioritization and all of that sort of thing in their business or for their team. And this is a great way. It's a great book, the way it's structured and all of that sort of thing I really like as well. So check out Traction. Highly recommended. The next one is a little one. I don't know. It's a little fun one that I like to put in here. I think at one point it helped me with a number of things. And that is Eat That Frog, great name, by Brian Tracy, who has, I think, many books to his name. Once again, somebody that a lot of people who have been around business and marketing for any length of time will have heard Brian's name before. And it's, once again, it's one of those books that's kind of like, it's about, it's a little bit about mindset, but it's also about planning and prioritization and things like that. And I found it helped me earlier in my dropshipping journey. The page of this copy at the front says 21 great ways to stop procrastinating and get more done in less time. One of the bigger things that people struggle with early in their business journey, and could be at any stage of your business journey, is procrastination. You know you should be doing things, but for some reason you're not. Finding strategies to help yourself deal with that, once again, it's not something that you can just flip a switch and you're never going to procrastinate again, The important thing, and this is the same as dealing with fears and things like that. The important thing here is not to try and avoid procrastination altogether. It's knowing when it's happening and having strategies in place to deal with it. And so this book will, you know, give you some ideas of how you might deal with that. It's got some things in there, particularly around a little method for prioritization. Once again, going back to what I said about traction, one of the big challenges you will find as you build and grow a business is that there are so many different things to do, and sometimes it can be hard to work out which one you should do first. Where should a majority of your time be focused? Should you be constantly running around putting out burning fires, or do you need to let some of them burn for a little while you do more important work that's not burning? This book will help you work out, I think, some frameworks that you could use to help you with that, with prioritization. And one of the reasons why procrastination happens is because of lack of structure. And so without lack of structure and prioritization, everything seems like it needs to be done now. And that's scary. And it's overwhelming. And so when we're overwhelmed, when our mind is overwhelmed, we tend to just do something else that we don't really need to do, because it helps us to escape that. It helps us to justify putting it off. And it ultimately, though, leads to a more stressful experience than it needs to be. So Eat That Frog, give it a read. Good fun little book. The next one is a more recent book. I think this one actually came out, might have been this year in 2024, it might have been last year, I can't remember off the top of my head, but it was fairly recently. If you've heard me talk on the podcast from time to time, you know I'm very passionate about physical health, mental health, and I'm also very interested in health span and lifespan, or longevity as it is. I'm not like a hardcore person on that space, but I think it should be everybody's goal to live as healthy as possible for the time that you're here. And I do believe very much that if you are interested in building a business to change your life, which many people who listen to this podcast are interested in, and many people who want to start an online business want to do that, it doesn't make sense to me to then, outside of business, live your life in a way that is going to lead you to have less time to enjoy that life that you create. I.e., if you don't look after your body and your mind, you're not going to live for as long as you should, or you're going to live in really poor health for the time that you have allocated to you. And it's not actually allocated. That's not something I believe. The time that you're here. Not to mention that the state your physical body in plays a very large role in the state your mind is in, which then plays a very large role in how well you're able to build your business. And so we're all at different stages with health, with mental health, with physical health. And so I don't say any of these things as a criticism of where you are right now. And I don't care where you are right now, right? I don't care if you're the fittest person alive. I don't care if you're, 200 pounds overweight. I believe, and look, I'm not a paragon of physical health and fitness at this point in my life either. I've been very up and down with this over the years. I've gone through periods where I was far healthier by most people's definition of that, and periods where, for various reasons, I wasn't. That's all my responsibility and whatnot. But I think what we should all be striving to do is, no matter where you are, or what state you're in right now, if you're making an effort to improve that, then you're doing a fantastic thing. And there is, there is no end goal to that. The aim is just, what can I be doing today, tomorrow, to improve, my physical health, my mental health, and that in turn is going to make you better than you were yesterday at being able to do the things that we talk about on this podcast. And so in that vein of thinking, I would recommend everybody reads a book called Outlive by Dr. Peter Attia, The Science and Art of Longevity. So this is not a book that is about, it's looked at from the perspective of health span and longevity, but it just provides, it helps you to understand how your body works. And it's amazing to me that You know, at various times in my life, I studied biology at university. It's amazing to me that so few people on the planet now at this time actually understand how their body works. You know, it's the thing that your brain lives in. It's the thing you're stuck with for the time you're on this planet. And most people just generally don't understand how their body works. So I think this book is a fan, because if you understand how your body works, it becomes much simpler to understand what you need to do to make it work as well as possible for as long as possible, right? So that you can then enjoy the fruits of your labor at, say, building a business and what that can provide for you. And so not only it gives you that understanding of how the various systems within your body work, but also, like, what can you do to improve those? And so it's a great book. If you listen to, you know, like, the Huberman Lab or any podcast like that, you probably will have heard of Peter Attia. He's been on the Tim Ferriss show as well. He has his own podcast as well, which I think is called The Drive, if I'm not mistaken. He is a doctor, an actual, you know, doctor. And so it's a fantastic book. It's a recent book. I read it. I was very impressed. And I now recommend it to anybody who's interested in making improvements to their health and their lifespan. So check that one out. All right. Number 9 on the list is, once again, an oldie, but I think a goodie. Another nice short marketing book. I love short books. I really do. I love recommending short books. I don't think a lot of stuff needs to be War and Peace for you to get it. Short, very digestible books are great. And this one is a book by a marketing OG, Seth Godin, who no doubt many of you may have heard his name. And that is Purple Cow. He has many books. Kind of look at it that way on this edition. Purple Cow. Transform your business by being remarkable. And so for me, once again, Seth has many, very much published. You know, he has a very long-running blog, which is kind of cool to give you a daily little nugget of information, which is a good little thought exercise, I think. And he's had that blog going for so long. Must be one of the original marketing blogs, I think. This book for me, you will have heard me talk of a recent episode. Actually, I talked about offers on the podcast and the perception of being unique and creating a unique offer. And a lot of that thinking for me stemmed from reading this book, which is about how to make your business, you know, how to be remarkable in your business, how to not just be like everybody else, like the purple cow. If you saw a purple cow, what would you think, right? In a field of brown cows, your eyes would immediately be drawn to the purple cow. And you're going to largely ignore the brown cows in that field, right? You're going to say, oh, well, look, there's 100 brown cows, but holy crap, there's a purple cow. That's amazing. Your business should be the purple cow. And you should be thinking about ways that you can make your business the purple cow. And the more that you can do that within your market, the more successful your business is going to be. And I think for high ticket drop shipping, this is very important, because your products are not going to be your purple cow, or they're not going to make you a purple cow, because they're, in the beginning at least, they're somebody else's products. And so thinking about ways that you can make your business be a purple cow within your market, and there are ways, believe me. I mean, this episode is not about that, so I'm not going to dive into that. But there are so many ways that you can differentiate your high ticket dropshipping business from other resellers in your market, that this is just a good book to get you thinking about that. Because the more you think about that, the better business you're going to build, or the more successful business you're going to build. And this was the book that got me thinking about that, in ways that nobody I was listening to online at the time when I started my business was talking about. And I think that in a lot of ways has really influenced every business that I've been a part of or built since. So Purple Cow, check that one out. Once again, you could probably read that in an evening or an afternoon if you really wanted to. Nice short book, worth revisiting often. All right, my last book is, once again, back to kind of like the mindset thing. This one is one that probably isn't going to appeal to everybody. But I think it's worth at least checking it out to find out if it does. And once again, it's more on the mindset. and the personal side of things, and that is Discipline Equals Freedom by Jocko Willink. No doubt, if you've been on the internet for any length of time, you probably will have seen Jocko's scary mug getting around. He's one tough-looking bastard, Navy SEAL, team leader, all of these sorts of things. You probably heard his story before. You know, he's got out of that now and has like his own range of products, has his advisory company and all of these sorts of things. You know, he's big on the jiu-jitsu scene. You know, if you're in that kind of scene, you probably will have seen him around. For me, you know, and the title, Discipline Equals Freedom, I love this book because it takes... which I think is absolutely true, right? It takes the line that, you know, discipline equals freedom means that discipline, it's kind of like that, I don't know what the right term is, like what in your brain feels like two conflicting things. Like discipline does not sound free because discipline means you're doing the same thing. You're following rules and you're doing it again and again and again and again and again. And that doesn't sound like freedom. But in reality, being disciplined is how you get to experience freedom. This means being consistent, showing up, you know, dealing with your fears, all of that sort of thing, not quitting. That's how you attain freedom in other parts of your life, or the freedom that you seek, whether that's financial freedom, whether that's time freedom, whether that's the freedom to live wherever you want. You're only going to get there by exhibiting discipline to do the things that you need to do to create that in your life. And so I think... for the way that I think, you know, helping to develop discipline, this book has been very helpful for me. And so, you know, listening to Jocko itself, I mean, he has a very, you know, he's ex-military. So he has a particular style to him that I think really will appeal to some people and probably not for other people. And that's okay. You kind of have to find... you know, the person for you who says the things that you need to hear, but also does it in a way that will gel with your mind and who you are. But Jocko has his own style. Once again, he's to the point. He just gets to the point. There's no shit. It's simple. There's no fluff. And I like it. And I read it and I'm like, yeah, I want to do that. And that's the thing for me. So once again, it's not about the strategy or the tactics or doing the things that Jocko does. This is not saying, you know, you need to be a Jocko, you need to go out and, you know, look like you could rip somebody's head off and practice jiu-jitsu every day and do all of that sort of stuff. It's more about how you think about not quitting and doing the things you need to do and turning up. And yes, it is, you know, going to give you some messages about physical health and things like that as well, which everybody needs to hear. But for me, it's been very helpful to simplify the way I think and the way you think and what you think. As I said, talked at length about in episode 266 when I did 10 things in 10 years mindset, how you think and what you think is more than half the battle of building a successful business in the beginning. As a lone wolf, as the person who's starting a business by yourself, you are going to be a victim of your own mind at times. And so putting yourself in a position where you have a robust set of mindsets and you're able to keep turning up and be disciplined and, you know, reading how somebody else thinks about that can really help, because it's difficult to develop that stuff in isolation by yourself. I think finding somebody who's been incredibly successful at what they do, and Jocko, whether you agree with what he's done or not, he's been very successful at it. You know, the same applies to any business. I mean, he's been successful in the military space as well as in the business space. And so whether it's him, whether it's somebody like Ryan Holiday talking about the stoicism stuff, finding those people and listening to them is I think, the best way, one of the best ways. It's hard to get in a room with these people sometimes and sit down and listen to them, whereas if they've put a book together, it's a good way that you can just pick that up. But as always, Don't just read it and go, oh, that's nice. I'd love to do that sometime. Read these things. I don't care if you read one book a month. I don't care if you read two books a year. I don't care if you read one book a year. If you read just one of the books off this list that I've just told you, and you picked up some things from it that you weren't doing in your life that or in your business that would be helpful for you. Like if you only read the Traction book this year, and that results in you putting in place a system of planning, goal setting, and all of that sort of stuff for your business, then that's the only book you need to read this year, because the benefits of having done that are going to be massive for you if you're not currently doing anything like that. So don't feel like you need to find success to go out and read John's reading list tomorrow, because that's not true. I've read these books at times over the last 10 years, and I've read some other books as well, of course, but those are just 10 of my favorites. They're things that have very much influenced everything that we do in our businesses today, that I teach people in our courses. And so if you'd like to come in and get all that stuff in a high ticket dropshipping specific way, by all means, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/join, where you can join the Dropship Breakthrough program and shortcut your journey to high ticket dropshipping success by learning from somebody who's been there and done it for the last 10 years, is still doing it today, along with Ben, of course, who he himself is about to hit his 10 year mark. So we've got a combined 20 years in business. Come and learn from us. Our students move way faster than we did in the beginning because they get the benefit of our experience and the experience of other people that we've drawn on to pull together. Or go to dropshipbreakthrough.com/call and you can book a call with us if you're thinking about joining but you'd like to learn a bit more or you'd like to talk to somebody about it. So thanks for listening in today. Once again, you'll find the list below the episode, but I will absolutely talk to you in the next episode of the Dropship Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.